From Washington, this is VOA News. Hopes fade for any survivors in Turkey mine blast. Ukraine holds national unity talks without separatists. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Emergency workers in western Turkey are searching for survivors after an electrical explosion and fire at a coal mine killed at least 274 people. The mining company says about 450 miners have been rescued, while government officials say around 100 are still believed trapped inside the mine. Dorian Jones reports on what Turkey is calling its worst mining disaster.
In the southwestern town of Somma, relatives and friends are continuing to wait for news outside the disaster-stricken mine. But hope is fading for the trapped miners. At the mine, Turkish Energy Minister Taner Yildiz says rescue efforts are being hampered by high levels of carbon monoxide, which has caused those efforts to be repeatedly suspended. Oxygen is continuing to be pumped into the mine, which is more than a kilometre deep. Most of the deaths are believed to be caused by suffocation. Relatives have voiced anger over the lack of information. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.
Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan traveled to the mine in a town of Soma, south of Istanbul, Wednesday to meet with grieving relatives and with authorities who are handling rescue operations. Ukraine launched talks Wednesday on national unity without the participation of pro-Russian separatists who are seeking autonomy from Kiev and the country's east and southeast. Interim President Alexander Turchinov said his government is ready for dialogue, but he's also insisting Kiev will not talk to the pro-Russian gunmen who have seized buildings and killed government troops near the Russian border. The talks, which opened 11 days ahead of Ukrainian presidential elections, are part of a plan backed by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Separatists who declared sovereignty in two eastern regions this week dismissed the Kiev talks. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan is rejecting the release of Boko Haram prisoners in exchange for freeing more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by the Islamist group a month ago in northern Nigeria. After a meeting Wednesday in Abuja, Britain's Minister for Africa said Mr. Jonathan made it very clear there would be no negotiations with Boko Haram that involved a swap for the abducted girls. Earlier, villagers in Nigeria's Borno province, where the girls were kidnapped, reportedly fought off an attack by suspected Boko Haram militants. Nigeria's Daily Trust newspaper quotes a state legislator as saying about 200 of the militants were killed and several captured. A South African judge ordered runner Oscar Pistorius to undergo psychiatric tests, bringing a halt to his trial on charges he murdered his girlfriend at his home last year. Wednesday's ruling follows testimony this week from a defense witness who said Pistorius had an anxiety order that causes fear and worry. The judge says the tests are to make sure Pistorius gets a fair trial and that he may be evaluated on an outpatient basis. The trial is scheduled to resume next week. Negotiators from Iran and a group of six world powers are holding a new round of talks in their effort to craft a long-term agreement on Iran's nuclear program. They met in Vienna Wednesday, planning to begin the draft of a text of a deal as they approach their target deadline of July 20th. The long-term agreement would build on a temporary one reached last November, which called for Iran to cap its nuclear activities in return for limited sanctions relief from the West. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful. The U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany want assurances Iran is not working on building nuclear weapons. The World Health Organization says the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus is not yet a public health emergency. Lisa Schlein has more.
A WHO emergency committee agrees the sharp rise in the number of MERS cases since March is of serious concern. But WHO Assistant Director General Keiji Fukuda says the committee reviewed the available information and decided the virus does not constitute a public health emergency.
We see more cases, but we don't see increased evidence for person-to-person transmissibility. And so that was the major reason for why they said, we don't think this meets a public health emergency of international concern right now.
Among the 500 confirmed MERS cases, a handful have been found in Asia, Europe, and the United States. All the infections are among people who contracted the infection in the Middle East. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News.